With these trade tensions, what is happening to the World Trade Organization? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Talks open today in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, as representatives from 13 countries that are members of the World Trade Organization gather with a thorny assignment, reform. Two powerful members will not be there, the U.S. and China. Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports.
The U.S. and China, not invited. Japan, Mexico, South Korea, Australia, and other countries will be there, along with representatives from the European Union. The WTO has long struggled with effectiveness and relevance, and there is new urgency. The Trump administration is blocking appointments to the WTO's appellate court while threatening to pull out of the WTO altogether. William Reinsch is senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
One of the dangers of what's going on is we have an impatient president, and he may decide to withdraw from the WTO before they have time to address the problems.
President Trump has never been a fan of multilateral agreements. At a rally this week, he called himself a nationalist. Joshua Meltzer, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says with the two big rivals absent,
it does create a space for discussion to take place somewhat free of the political dynamics at the moment.
But even absent from this week's WTO talks in Ottawa, the U.S. and China are two elephants in the room. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets. U.S. stock index futures are down, with the S&P future down 0.7%. Disappointing profit outlooks from some U.S.-based global companies, including Caterpillar and 3M, caused agita at points yesterday. The FTSE in London is up 0.7% now. President Trump has resumed his attacks on America's central banker, Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the Fed beat in Washington.
President Trump is sending a clear message to Fed Chair Powell. Again. Yesterday, the president told the Wall Street Journal the Federal Reserve is the biggest risk to the economy because he thinks interest rates are being raised too quickly. Trump said Powell, quote, almost looks like he's happy raising interest rates. The Fed has increased rates three times this year. The central bank is trying to cool off the economy. Earlier this month, President Trump said the Fed was crazy. The Fed is independent, and presidents have respected that in recent years. But former Fed Chair Paul Volcker told the New York Times he was pressured by President Reagan, with Reagan's chief of staff telling him not to raise interest rates before the 1984 presidential election.
Nancy, thank you very much. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter by October 31st, and you could be in for a Halloween treat. We're giving away 10 Marketplace treat bags filled with some great swag, including the coffee mug that I helped design. I thought it was a great line. They listened to me. Subscribe today at marketplace.org for your chance to win, and good luck. As part of Marketplace's mission here to raise the economic intelligence of all Americans, we have been working to answer some of your burning questions. You can check out a Marketplace video series called I've Always Wondered. You ask the questions and we put our reporting into short films. How does the dollar store sell things so cheaply? Why does a tire company, Michelin, give out restaurant stars? Now, I star in one of these mini-docs, doggedly pursuing your question, why are there still humans on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, given all the computers? On that trading floor, I hung out with one of those humans, Lauren Simmons at Rosenblatt Securities, is the only woman currently employed as an equity trader at the exchange, where she gathers info and communicates with what's called a market maker.
So do you run around with a device?
I do. For the open and the close, I'm out on the floor, yelling in my high heels, running.
And how do you get the information to you that someone wants to buy or sell?
So I go to a market maker on the floor. I ask them to give me a look in a certain stock. I send that information on my handheld to the men in our booth, and we go from there.
So is it intense?
Yes. But it's fun.
Now, what's the deal? The last 15 minutes is special.
That's when the market closes, so everyone wants to get the best price, and so you have a lot of volume at the end of the day, and that's what makes the closing bell so special.
So, Lauren, are you worried that machines are going to take your job, that they'll make a robot of you?
No. No, and I say that because there is a purpose of why we're here on the trading floor. A machine can't talk to a market maker who is an actual person here on the trading floor. Market makers, they don't have access to the internet. There's no way that an algorithm or that, you know, someone, a device is going to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're starting out in your career. It just seems like machines are getting better at what they do. You don't think they could perfect this dynamic between you when you go up to the market makers?
No. I think as far as trading, yes. But as far as, you know, what do you think the stock is going to open on, or how much do you, you know, what is the trading volume, and could you, you know, hold the open? Technology is just not going to do that. There needs to be communication between two people, and I think that is one of the reasons why, you know, the stock exchange is special for that reason.
Now, there's not a lot of women in your position.
No, I'm the only full-time trader down here.
It says something. Would you like to see others?
I would. You know, there has always been very few women compared to men on the trading floor. And now we have brokers, 250 of us, which is pretty in line with statistically how many women have been on the floor. For every 200, there would be one woman. So it's normal. I would love to see more. I would love to see more women, you know, come out there because it brings diversity. So it would be nice.
Lauren, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Our gang did a nice job on these videos. If you'd like to watch, go to Marketplace's YouTube channel and put in one word, Marketplace APM, then subscribe. There's a new limited season of these I've Always Wondered videos there where you can learn something and I think have a pretty good time. They make handy teaching tools as well, just saying, teachers and professors. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.